You're listening to a podcast from 702.
Mapungane and Scorpio investigative units are reporting on how Brown's personal assistant, her partner, and her director general have had links with the controversial Gupta family. Joining us now is Craig McCune from Cape Town, the Amapungane investigative journalist who broke the story. Craig, just broadly, what do we know? And good afternoon. Thank you for your time.
Good afternoon to you, and it's a pleasure.
Just broadly, I mean, just paint a broad picture here. What do we know? And then we'll look at the different individuals and how they're implicated.
Okay, well, broadly, we know that Lynn Brown is the Minister of Public Enterprises, and reporting to her are Transnet, Donnell, and Eskom, state-owned enterprises, which have all been implicated in serious allegations of corruption or at least questionable contracts that have benefited the Gupta family. All of them are populated and have been run by people who were put in place by Lynn Brown, many of whom are very closely linked to the Guptas. And now we find that in fact, at least three people very close to the minister and moving around also have links to the Guptas. So, you know, the tentacles run deep.
Okay, let's start with the PA. The first issue that raises a flag is the matter of her qualifications.
Yes, the indications that we've gotten and what evidence we could dig up was that she was not properly qualified for the role that she had there. And the relevance of this was that it seemed like Lynn Brown pulled some strings to get her into the job in spite of advice from others around her that this woman was not good for the job. So one might wonder why.
And as far as that particular issue, you say, if I understand it correctly, that she had a middle school qualification when in fact her post required a degree.
Yes, as we understand it. But
would that mean she doesn't have matric?
We're a little bit unclear on some of the facts there because we can't get any answers whatsoever from Lynn Brown. So we're working on allegations from many sources on that one and a few things that we're able to piece together.
Would those allegations suggest that she doesn't have matric?
Yes.
And was appointed director of communications in Lynn Brown's office?
That's what the allegation was that was never answered. But I did see that Lynn Brown put out a statement a little while ago that said that she's not or never was a director of communications.
But, so, I mean, what was the relationship with the PA before she was appointed? Is there a family connection that you've been able to ascertain?
Yeah, the PA is the daughter of another lady who's worked quite closely with Lynn Brown in politics since for the last not quite decade, I think it is.
So shall we say family friend is then appointed in a position she doesn't qualify for, and then how did this person end up making decisions around board appointments to SOEs?
Yes, one might well ask that. By all accounts, she occupied a very very powerful role in the ministry. She's a PA to the minister, but our information from inside there is that she is managing the process of who gets appointed to boards. Now, I mean, we hear this from a few people close to quite a few ministers that, you know, Melusi Gigaba got the same sort of story from somebody close to him that, you know, he doesn't really know who he put onto the boards of the SOEs. Whichever advisor it is came along and gave him a list and said, these are the people that must go along. And he nodded and acceded, allegedly. And you know, it sounds like possibly something similar is going on here, or at least that's the deniability that's being used.
And of course, the famous, it's now becoming famous, the Oberoi Hotel shows up once more.
It does. The end of 2015 was a remarkable time. You see this procession of state officials and politicians getting flown into Dubai and put up at the Oberoi Hotel. And you know, many of them happen to be people that are linked to highly questionable deals. And you've got Minister Van Rooyen, you've got Kim Davids, Lynn Brown's PA, you've got the head of Donnell who was involved then in a Gupta deal to try to sell arms to India. There was Machele Koko from Eskom, who at that point was squeezing out Glencore and from its optimum mine. They were the children of Ace Makashule. There was Fanush Longwane, who was supposedly involved in bribe offers to Jonas regarding the finance ministry. And of course, this was just in the months after Nene was sacked. So I just point out that context. That's the kind of context that Lynn Brown's PA landed up at the Oberoi.
And she says, of course, that she just happened to be on a stopover, and because she was, I think, pregnant at the time, had to check in, and she claimed that she had paid for her stay there, when in fact invoices later showed that Gupta Businesses took care of the bill.
And that's probably why she had to step down today. You're not supposed to get caught out when you do these things.
Now, what about the partner of the minister? She says that, even though, her name has been linked in company registration records involved with people close to the Guptas, she denies any knowledge of these people.
Yeah, so she does. Look, her co-director for a short time in a South African company is a woman called Soo Young Jeon from Korea, South Korea. She goes by the name Heather. That's what she calls herself. Now, Heather is a longtime associate of the Gupta. She was dealing with them back in, I think it was 2011, when she worked for another electronics company and she was selling parts to them. And after that, over the years, she became a trusted agent for the Guptas in the East and the Middle East. She did lots of deals for them. She fronted for them in companies in Hong Kong and Lesotho. She also helped to set up an office in Dubai for the Guptas, and we see her in many other places. So she's really is a key marker of Gupta influence. And late in 2015, shortly before that same rush to the Oberoi that I mentioned earlier, Dr. Ingrid Tufesen, Lynn Brown's girlfriend, signed up as a director in a company alongside Heather.
Could her name have been falsely used in registration records?
Anything could happen. Yes, but that's a possibility.
But of course, she remains herself a former business associate of Kim Davids, the PA, and David's mother.
Indeed.
I mean, it's all convoluted, isn't it?
It is, rather. It is what it is. It's a web. It's either an unfortunate set of coincidences, or it's undeniable. But you got to step back again and look at the trend. Look at the number of deals that are obviously corrupt or highly questionable in these state-owned enterprises under Brown, who are run by people linked to the Guptas who were put in place by Brown.
And how does the DG end up sending his CV to the president's son?
Well, indeed, we don't know exactly, but that's certainly a question that she should answer for us. It's an email that's forwarded from him. It says, "Hi, here's my CV. Please pass it on." And then, this anonymous email address, who appears to be very high up in the Gupta Empire, passes it on to Dudizani Zuma. And then, lo and behold, Mr. Seleke becomes Director General under Brown.
All right, and Craig McCune, I think we'll leave it there. I think that's quite a lot already that you've told us. Thank you for your time. That's Craig McCune, an Amapungane investigative journalist there. So that's the lay of the land then in terms of what these revelations show. The PA was put in a job that she was, at least from what it appears, was unsuitably qualified for. She was in business with the minister's partner, including with her mother. And of course, in all of this, the DG sends an email to the president's son, and lo and behold, is appointed in the department under this minister. And people are all staying at this Oberoi Hotel in Dubai, and the bill is being paid for by Gupta-linked companies. That's the stuff that's in these revelations. Can then the minister distance herself from all of this by simply accepting her PA's resignation to ostensibly avoid her office being tainted by the scandal? Or do you think she is deep in the mud herself?